The Arizona Board of Regents has several new reports out, ranging from the earning power of undergraduate degree holders to the upcoming annual Arizona Teachers Academy report. The Board of Regents will be meeting tomorrow and Friday in Flagstaff. Joining us to talk about some of these reports is John Arnold, Interim Managing Director for ABOR. John, good morning.
Good morning.
So let's start with the earnings report for undergraduate degree holders. What are your key takeaways from that report?
Sure. Thank you. It's nice to be with you this morning. What we tried to do is look at we know that the earning power of our students grows when they get their degrees. What we wanted to look at is what that earning power increase looks like versus the debt burden that they take on. We know that about 58% of our students graduates with debt, and that's an added burden to them. So we wanted to see if that increase in earning power offsets that debt burden, if this investment in their education more than it returns than a positive return on investment. What we found is that across the board for all three of our universities, across all degree types, after just 5 years of graduation, their earning power, discounted for their debt burden, is still above the earning power of all students who have a high school diploma, all workers that have a high school diploma. So, for example, in Arizona last year, the average worker with a high school diploma earned about $28,000 per year. That's the median wage. Our students, after discounting for the debt, ranged from about $77,000, and this is just 5 years after graduation, to the low end, which was about $32,000, which those degree types were communications and technology. I think they're probably techs for public radio.
Maybe the host of public radio as well.
Exactly.
I have to ask you, because, you know, hearing that, I can't help but think about the debates that we've been hearing over the last, especially the last year, but even before that, about how much it costs to go to one of Arizona's three public universities, and debates over whether the universities are in fact fulfilling their constitutional mission to be as nearly free as possible. How do you see that argument sort of folded into what this report found?
Sure, thank you. And that's exactly what we wanted to take a look at, is we are asking our students to invest in their education. We've gone through a period where the state, because of the fiscal problems of the state, had to divest generally in our public universities. And we did have to ask our students to pay a little more. And so we wanted to see if there was still a positive return on investment from that investment from our students. And like I said, what we found across the board, all degree types, all universities, that earning power is increased more than the investment to gain that earning power. Even just after 5 years from graduation, their earning power has increased significantly a month, significantly enough to offset that investment in their higher education. At the end of the day, investment in higher education is still a good deal for our students.
John, the Regents will also be hearing about what's going on with the Arizona Teachers Academy. This, of course, a plan to try to encourage more people to go into education and to teach in Arizona classrooms, given the teacher shortage that we have here. In just the short time we have left, how is that program working, and is it yet having the kinds of results that supporters had hoped it would have?
Thank you. So the governor just a year and a half ago proposed the Arizona Teacher Academy and asked that the universities establish an academy where prospective teachers can come, make a commitment to serve and teach in Arizona, and have their tuition remitted based on that commitment. So we stood this up immediately. This last year was the first year of the Teachers Academy, and we were able to serve about 220 students. Each university has established an academy. They're independent from each other and all a little bit unique. We expect to grow that student cohort up to about 500 students next year. And the academy serves both education majors and career changers, people that want to come in and become a teacher who already have a college diploma or are already in their career.
Mm-hmm.
So they can come into a one-year program and switch over. They make that commitment, and they can do that tuition-free.
All right.
Certainly the difficulty with the Teachers Academy is resources, and we've established it so we can grow it and scale it, but we're looking for the resources to do so.
All right, we'll have to leave it there, unfortunately. That's John Arnold, Interim Managing Director for the Arizona Board of Regents. John, thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.